write out your commitment. A commitment is a directive to yourself. It's a directive to yourself. I remember one time reading somewhere that the mark of a superior performer is a person that can give themselves a command and then follow it. That's what's on that page. Now, on page 51, we say, remember, it makes no difference whether your goal is starting a new business, buying a new automobile, a position at work, setting a sales record, or earning an honors mark in school. Whatever it may be, you must step out boldly and pursue it. Look at the win that Al Spazzeri is enjoying today, and he is just starting. It's like Hap said Dan Danak in that letter. This show is only one small step in the direction of greater things you can do, many of which are beyond your wildest dreams. And I would imagine that Al sometimes has to shake his head, and I would imagine Marge does too. Would you agree with that?
100%.
100%. And you know something, Al? The beautiful part is you are always capable of doing it. You are capable of doing what you're doing now when you're earning $18,000 a year, but you weren't aware of it. Give him another hand. I mean, he's made a big step. What did we say right at the start of the lesson? Motivation and education leads to wise decisions and intelligent action and enables us to enjoy the prosperity which is our birthright. Now we say keep reminding yourself that you have tremendous reservoirs of potential within you. We're on page 51. And therefore you are quite capable of doing anything you set your mind to. You really can. I don't care what the cynics tell you. Quit listening to some of your peers. Want to shoot a better ball golf game? Quit golfing with your friends. Now, all you must do is figure out how you can do it, not whether you can or not. Just think of how you can. Forget about whether you can or not. You know you can. You just have to find out how. Begin to visualize yourself as a risk taker and then starting telling yourself that you are one. Become fully aware of the good vibrations you get simply by virtue of practicing these simple exercises. Now, here we are at the page of top of page 52. I've been quoting William James or James Allen. Through every lesson, I think I've given you this quote. Your circumstances may not be congenial, but they will not long remain so if you perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. I still have not figured out how Leslie and Brian even bought that first house. I haven't figured it out. Because they, if they had any money, they had it well buried. That was before they started to earn anything. Then they started to work with Nino, and the income skyrocketed. So I don't even have to think of how they bought the second one. I'm not quite sure how many they're going to buy. But I know one thing. If you haven't got much, and you want to get a lot in real estate, you sit down and talk to them, and they'll tell you. Now, you're going to make some major exciting moves. You've been thinking about them. You're committing yourself to it. When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? You've got to create a sense of urgency. I'm going to do it right now.
I wanted to make $250,000 in a year. And I achieved that goal. And when Bob says, be careful what you think because you will surely become it, we did $420,000 that year. I came back with the suggestion of Sam Kalanick. Sam is with the Mattel organization, KM, in the States. And Sam suggested that I come back to the seminar and get back into the Born Rich book because that's where the success came from the beginning. And I'm sure that with the Parker seminar that I've had here today, that I know that I'm going to reach my new goal of $1.3 million is what I want to make this year.
To earn $500,000 in the next 12 months.
I came to Bob Proctor's seminar 4 years ago. At that time, I set my goal to make $40,000 a year salary. And after 4 years, I'm making about three times that. And I've come back again because I want to make it no triple or quadruple.
I want honors. I want to graduate with honors.
We're going to talk about the fine line between winning and losing. And as it says in your book, it's just as fine as the razor's edge. So let's give John a warm welcome so he comes up to lead us through this next lesson.